The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I'm here to talk to you guys about stuff going on in your lives. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I bet you guys had a crazy ass week. I bet you did. You know, I'm just saying, right? Because I was around for this week, and there was a lot of kind of crazy energies. Let me talk to Daryl S. Let me talk to Daryl, my buddy, right off the bat, because, you know, this was a week. Daryl's pretty observant. He can see spiritually. He gets it. And we've been friends for many years. But Daryl, you usually are pretty observant when you see like new kids on the block or something moving in or something different. This was a week. This is how I interpreted this week. This was an energy this week where whoever you're around, you would point the finger and go, "You did it. You did it." And they would go, "No, you did it. No, you did it. No, did you? You did it." You know, now you and your lovely spouse, did you guys have that going this week, or did you have that going with anyone else, or did you notice it? And if you didn't, you're one of these people that's exempt, I guess. But anyway, but I seen this, and I had so many people I talked to this week who had this same thing going on, and I've got an anecdotal cure for you guys. You know,
okay, you're right. It was kind of weird. It started out kind of weird, and it was like, you know, you didn't know what was coming the next day or anything like that. And then it kind of fell all together at the end of the week.
Oh, it got better.
It got better.
Oh, good. All right. But I noticed this, you know, I kept on picking up on this. And, you know, like with Dean, I'd be like, "I didn't do it. You did it." And he would go, "No, you did it." And I'm like, "No, you did it." You know, and we went through this for a little while, but after a few hours of that, then we finally realized we were both idiots. And we thought, well, there's got to be something going on energetically that's really strange, right? And here's what's going on, guys. You guys and everybody around you, that all your loved ones that you probably hate at this point, are going through something where they have upside down black pyramids on them. These upside down black pyramids around them, above them, in them, on their head, on their chest, whatever's going on in their heart. These upside down pyramids create the "you did it" energy. Okay.
Nice.
And so, yeah. And it makes you crazy. It just makes you a little crazy. And you think, you know, I really love you, but I'm going to kill you now. And so that energy. So if you had this going this week, and I see some of you guys smiling, going, "Oh my God, this was happening with me." Maria A, I see you shaking your head like, "Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah." And so was it happening to you? But let me ask it, Maria A, what's going on? Tell me about you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Anyway, girl, did you have this going this week? Was it happening with you?
Were you done with Daryl?
Yeah. I'll talk to him there. I'll get him in a minute.
Okay.
So Gary, I avoided people this week, but today I came back into the world and talked to people, and my mom started doing it to me. Like, we were just at each other's throats today.
You did it. No, you did.
Yes.
It. No, you did it. Right.
Yes.
It's the "you did it" week. This was what was happening this week, guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask God for a spiritual gift, because I got one. And I'm going to ask God for a spiritual gift for you guys. And you can ask God for a spiritual gift in a minute to get rid of this "you did it." Okay. You ready? I can just do it with you now, Maria. You want to do it?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Ask God for the spiritual gift to get rid of these black pyramids, which a black pyramid upside down is hell. This is hell. And this is actually the lowest vibration of hell. It's really this thing. I only got where I could clear this like a week ago. And it almost killed me to do it. It really was very painful for me to even do this. And so I got to where I could clear it. And so if I can do it, you guys can do it. And so especially we were cracking it apart, making it a little less lethal. And ask God for enough light to clear this hell dimension off of you and your mom.
God, please give me enough light to clear this hell dimension off myself and my mom.
Okay, he's giving you a whole bright disc of light, and it's coming down. It's a disc, and it goes all the way from horizon to horizon, and it's a golden light. It's what it is. And there you go. And now it just moved down around your body. Look how good that feels. Feel that?
Yeah. Crazy. I saw this earlier this week, Gary. That's kind of funny.
Oh, you did? Oh, you saw it earlier.
I okay. Did.
Well, he was trying to give it to you earlier this week. And so that's okay. What this is. Okay. But this gift brings your vibration higher. See, because what happens is the vibration goes so low around our physical bodies and our physical world that it allows these hells to creep in. And they're upside down black pyramids. And so now you brought down this whole layer of heaven. There you go. Allow it to come on down. There you go. There you go. And there you are. How good do you feel?
Peaceful.
Calm, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now
yeah.
think of your mother.
See, now I love her.
You love her now, right?
Yeah.
And before you're thinking, is she? I wonder if she's really my mother, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like I'm adopted. This can't be, you know. And so, but this is how everybody was that I talked to. And they had this thing going, right? And so you did it. No, you did it. And so, but that's how you do it. God will give you a disc of light. The disc is as big as the horizons, and it brings down this beautiful golden energy, and it clears off all these hell dimensions. They just evaporate. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so you would ask God for the golden disc to clear this. That's how you get it. So there okay. We go. Now look how you feel now.
I feel light. My stomach feels good.
Good. And before you were just sort of beat up and had it, right?
Yes.
Just like I've had it. There you are. Interesting, right? Yeah.
It is.
This is a big one. This is a big one. This is important. So you guys want to get this gift. It's an important thing. You can try to get it now, or I'll keep on working through the whole show, you know, getting this gift down to you guys, because this is really something that takes hell off of you. What's your question? You got something going on. What is it?
Gary, I just had a weird thing happen yesterday. I don't know if it was intentional, but I went to an event yesterday and I was crossing the street and all of a sudden there was a coroner moving a dead body and they put the body in the car and I walked past the car and Gary, I almost fainted. Like everything started spinning. It was like I entered like a negative vortex or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a hell dimension.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what happens. You'll get perfect hells that will show up. When you have these things around you, these upside down black pyramids, you will have hell show up, whatever your hell is. And okay. So you got to dance with the dead body for a minute.
It was so weird. I think somebody passed away in the apartment.
Yeah, let me clear this off you. There we go. Ah, there we go. Now you feel better. See, there we go. Okay.
Thank you. Right.
Good luck. Good luck. Anyway, you'll feel good now. There we go. Thanks, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So it's important to realize when things are happening, things are happening. Let me talk to Andreas Ortiz. Ortiz, right? Is that Ortiz? There we are. Hey, buddy. How are you? You got this super bright light and you got big old giant angels around you. And so a lot of beautiful angels around you. Can you see your angels? Are you aware of them? Are you aware there's
Hi,
something?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
Nice
are
to
you
meet
aware
you.
That? Hey, good to see you. Are you aware that things make you lucky? Are you aware that you're kind of a lucky person?
I am feeling very lucky. Almost 3 months ago, I am Dominican, so I apologize for my English. But
that's okay.
I sense that every day I am improving a lot, significantly and dramatically. It is amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah, because I see you got tons of angels, lots of people praying for you. You're super creative. I don't know if you're an artist, but you should be. What do you do?
That's actually what I am going to ask you, Gary.
Okay.
I am a singer. I also have a deep love for the music, but I have been working in the call center industry for like 4 years, but I do not like that work. And I want to ask you, how can I choose the best career for me that allows me to create a elite standard of living, create abundance while also providing to the ones around me and help the community? That's my question.
That's a
I have
great
thought
question.
About real estate business. That's actually a thing that resonates with me. I mean, real estate, but I don't know. I don't know.
How old are you now?
26.
Okay. I think you figured it out. When you said real estate, notice your hands got warm.
Yes.
Yes, feel that? Yeah, feel that? You see? Yes. I think if you stop right there, I think that that's a great thing for you. Where do you live? What city are you in?
I am in the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo, in the capital.
Oh, okay. All right. It feels like you can do real estate things. And it feels like, you know, it feels like to me, I got a friend over there that needs help, actually. And he's American and incredibly wealthy. And one of our sort of our family members, you know, and so if you would, but he's it feels like you could do something in real estate with him. That's what I see. And I knew it was something kind of that was close in, but I couldn't figure it out in the beginning, you know.
That would be great. That would be great.
Dean, why don't you hook him up with Joe?
All right, put your phone number in the chat so I can get it out the chat. Can you do that? And I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Amazing, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's very he actually has need of some things that I can see you could help him with. And so because he's not from there, but he's from there now. And so I think that I see Amazing. A connection. I was trying to figure out what I was seeing. See, a lot of times I'll see stuff like that and you can just tie the dots together and then something works out, you know. And so, but there we go. Let's see what happens.
Thank
okay?
you.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. But
thank you so much, Gary.
But you got crazy luck. You got crazy angels and I saw them leading you. And so I feel like you're going to be very angelically led, like, you know, already. And so where's your mom?
Where is she?
Yes.
She's at her house at this moment. I grew up with my father and her spouse.
Okay.
I don't live with my mother.
Okay. It feels like there could be a very nice reuniting there, is what I see. And so, whatever that is.
Well, guys, I have to say something to you.
I mean,
we had a very ugly relationship in my growing days, but this year the relationship has been improved amazingly. I am very blessed. I feel very blessed. That's
good.
The only thing I can say. I mean,
well, good.
I feel like I love you. And, sorry.
I feel like it's going to get better and better and better. That's what I see. And so, but she's making
Amazing.
Every effort.
Thank you.
I see her really making, she's really trying. She really loves you and she's really making every effort to make it good is what I see. And so that's, and that really kind of completes you. You needed that. You know, sometimes we could be missing, you know, we could be missing a piece, and sometimes you could miss a mom or you could miss a dad or you could miss a whatever, but this is going to really, really help you. I see you coming to a completion that's really going to help you with her. So good luck with all that. And so Dean will hook you up with this other thing. Okay.
Yep. So, please put your information in the chat and I'll grab it and I'll call you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dean.
Okay.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I love you.
Hey,
I love
you
all.
Too. Hey, good. We love you back. You're great. You're great. He's great. There we are. Yeah. But he had so many angels. The sky was full of angels. The whole sky was full of angels. That's really, really neat when you talk to someone. And sometimes they just need one little thing and it kickstarts them. Ah, there we go. You guys are great. You guys got all this light running around your head. There we go. Let me see. Aaron, what you doing? Let me talk to Aaron real quick. We haven't talked to Aaron in a while. Hey, buddy.
Oh, there he is. Got it. All right. Hold on, Aaron. Sorry about that.
Unmute. Aaron, you look like a little kid with that hat. You look like you're about 14.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good, 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 good.
I have a messy hair. That's why I'm covering it up.
Oh, there we go. All right. Anyway, and so when I look at you, you have a bunch of these black pyramids around the side of your head. I'm going to get rid of them. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I could feel it. I was wondering what that felt. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Thank this. You. Watch this. Now look how you feel.
Wow. Buzzing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Back to normal. And, yeah. And actually, thanks for Maria for getting that disc coming in. I could immediately feel the warmth coming in.
Yeah, too. It's really going to help you. Ask God for your own golden disc. Say, God, give me a golden disc, please. Make my world just a golden light disc.
God, please give me my golden disc, please.
There it goes. It went all around you. Look how your tops of your arms got warm. See?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, really warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just burned all that darkness away. You're going to be all right now. You'll feel good. You'll be a lot better.
Thank you. Thank you. I've actually been like, have some like friendship or relationship issues as of like, what's happening? So maybe that's affecting that.
That is definitely affecting that. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Cause you think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get along with anybody? You know? Yeah. Right. You're going, what the hell is it me? You know, you're going through that. Anytime you have these hell dimension, black upside down pyramids, they're very black and they're upside down pyramids. This is a hell dimension and it brings hell to your life. It don't bring heaven on earth to your life. See, we wanted to create our heavens, not our hells. But these things are more prevalent than I have ever seen. And so that's what you got. And so
and
there
the
we go.
Disc will get rid of it.
Yes. Yeah, because the disc is actually as big as the horizons. It looks like a little disc when it comes down to you from God, but it actually goes from horizon to horizon, and it brings a whole layer of gold light to you. And so it just creates all this giant layer insulation of golden light and gets rid of this. Awesome. Of this hell. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to spread it to everyone and everywhere.
Yeah, you just did when you said that. There you go. And so, but you can, if you got all these hells coming to you, it's because you're this close to your heaven. So when you're
that
in
makes
your heaven,
sense.
Yeah. See, when you're this close to your heaven, all these hells are showing up and messing you up. And see, that's what's happening. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
Thank luck, you, buddy. Gary. I miss you. Hey. I love you.
Love you too, buddy. Good luck. There we go. That's good. That's good. Yeah. And so, and it works the same way for everybody. So all you guys have got this going on, I'm telling you, and it's super, super aggressive. It's not a little tiny thing. It's a big thing. Let me speak to Kenna. Kenna, can I speak to you? You just got all this stuff. I see you got a lot of light around you. And you actually have right side up pyramids, you know, which is good. This is a heaven dimension versus these hell dimensions, which have been so aggressive in the last couple of weeks. So you have this big, a lot of heaven dimensions. Are you aware of it? Do you feel like you're heaven? Do you feel like you're doing good? What do you think?
No, I wish I felt that way, but I feel like I've been stuck for a while. Just had a lot of negativity, and particularly in the last month, it's been really hard and just struggling in general. And I love you. I've talked to you before, and you know, I appreciate you so much and everything you do for everybody, but I've really been having a hard time, and I don't know which
way. I think you just got this gift. I really think this gift came to you that everybody's getting today. And when I look at you, you look really good. So I wish there was a whole lot to do, but I'm looking, you have all this light around you now. And so just so you're really aware, say, God, give me the golden disc, please.
God, give me the golden disc, please.
Okay, there. It enhanced a little bit. And so you got a little warmer. See? Feel it? And and so now you're going to feel better. What I do see now that you're really lit up, I see an upside down pyramid on your heart. Okay? This would block love things. And so that, I don't know if that makes any sense to you. But
yeah.
It does? Okay. And so now let me clear that off you, okay? And so there, and there, and there. You had several on your heart. Interesting. And there we go.
Thank you.
Listen, look how you feel now.
I feel lighter.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and you'll find it's really easy to love. And so, and if you had a love that you were pissed with, now you won't be.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll feel totally different. You'll feel totally, totally different, much better. There we go. Now look how to see you feel like you're floating up a bit.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I appreciate
it. Yeah, well, you're floating up. That's what you're doing. You're floating even higher and higher and higher. And I see a lot of love coming to you now, rather than you being repelling of the love. And so there we are. That's going to help. There you go. Now you're looking good, girl. Good. Perfect. Yeah, you got a question? What's your question, if you had one? What's your question?
Just in general, there's been a lot of change. And I know when one door closes and, you know, another one opens. But like I mentioned, I just feel lost. And I don't really know which way to turn in my life right now. Relationship-wise and also career-wise, I've really hit, you know, a rough spot.
Okay. Here's what I see. Is there a move? Have you moved? Are you moving?
I had recently, yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Move, good. That's what I heard. And so it feels like you had to move in order to position yourself to be where you need to be so everything will work for you. And so feels good. I think you with the move, it feels good. So I would embrace it and just move ahead forward. I see new projects, new things, new people. New is good. This is going to be a time where you're going to just find some new people. Sometimes you can manifest better people than you have. And this is a time where I think now you'll be able to do it. I got you on a really high vibe. And so you're going to just pull in things a lot better than what you had. And so this is what's going on. Embrace the change. That's what I hear. And that's so, I heard tell her again, embrace the change. So you know, I don't think you like change. Most of the time people don't, you know, like change, but I see this being good for you. So good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good, 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 good. She's sweet. There, you could feel her get better. That was nice.
Yeah, you can see it in her face.
Yeah, she got better through that. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Michelle's on now, Gary, by the way, just to let you know.
Hi.
Michelle?
I'm watching you guys. I'm enjoying it.
What are you doing? How are you, my girl?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, what hemisphere are you in?
You're still in Vegas.
All right. Good. All right. Let me look at you.
Thank you.
I was looking to see if you had any hail dimensions on you. You don't.
Yay, thank God.
Yeah.
God, thank you, God.
Yeah, no, you're looking good. You're looking good there. I just cleared off a couple of little things, but nothing big. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, good, good, good. Well, since you're here, pick some people for me.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Can I go to Ron McKee?
Yeah.
Ron McKee. I think this is his first time. What is that?
I don't have a clue.
Something we, oh, there we are. Now everybody.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. But there here's, hi, Ron. How's it going? Anyway,
not bad. Not bad at all. My first time here. Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm really good. Nice to talk to you, Ron. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, what's your question? What?
What's my question?
Yes.
Well, I've been a boozer since my teens. And I've quit. I quit once for 13 years.
Okay.
Went through a real rough patch a bunch of years ago. A few days, maybe a couple months, but I keep going back. And I've made a ton of improvements in my life as everything's on the table. And this is one thing that I know is hindering me. And there's a part of me that won't let it go.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let me just look at you. Okay. I got to, in the last year, I got to where I could clear addiction. Okay. And I never could before. I wasn't able to. I would clear things for a little while, but I knew that it was bigger than me. And and I could not clear that big or on that level. And then I got to where I could. And when I did, a lot of good things happened. We have our own addict in-house, you know, Travis, who's worked with us for years. He adds a whole new meaning to the word, words boozer. It was amazing because he straightened up, and which was amazing, you know, for me to see this occur. But these upside down pyramids that I'm talking about tonight, when I first saw these, when I first saw one of these, I saw it on a person who had Parkinson's. And I cleared it. And when I cleared it, they were shaking like this. And when I cleared it, they went, no shaking, right? And I was like, wow. I said, I found it. In other words, I found the button to clear so that they weren't in this hell of shaking. Then I later figured out addiction, and I found these upside down black pyramids that were hell dimensions that were on every alcoholic I ever read. Okay. And I can get those. I see them on some on you, and I can get rid of them. Is that okay?
Well, and so, please. Thank you.
Yeah. When I look at you, you have three on the right side of you, and you have three on the left side of you. I just got rid of three on the right side, three on the left side. You've got one over your whole body, and I just pulled that off of you. And now I'm going up into the cosmos, actually bigger than the Milky Way galaxy, and your big giant angel higher self up there, your big God self, has three on one side. I got them, and three on the other side, and one big one in the same configuration of these upside down pyramids. Now you're feeling light inside, heat a little bit, a little lighter inside your body. Feel the difference? Can you sense that a little bit?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, that little bit is a very big deal to you. And now I felt chills fly off of you, and you had so many demons leave you, it looked like bats flying out of a cave. And so that's what it looked like, for real. And these were the demons that were just waiting for you to, you know, to get ripped so they could come through you. And so these things flew off, and I see you looking super, super light. Those dimensions that I cleared up above the Milky Way, that was so far out in the cosmos that just now that light reached your physical body. It took that long for the light to even get to you at the speed of thought. And so now I feel your whole self really getting warmer, really getting lighter, really feeling a freedom, a certain freedom inside of you. And so this will allow everything to not have a grip on you. And you'll find this will be the easiest time ever for you not to drink. And I know it sounds like that this is too good to be true and too simple, but it really works this way. I see that you'll be able to actually not let it take you over. And so this will be very, very easy for you to do. And even, you know, Travis, who worked with us, now he's actually helping a lot of people who have drinking issues. He's working with a lot of people, and he's had a great effect on all these people that call me and tell me, you know. And so we'll even hook you up with him, you know. And I think you'll get a kick out of him, because there's no story you could ever tell that would be greater than any of the ones he's done. And so, okay. You know, believe me, you know, right, Dino?
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's died multiple times, this, that, you know, I mean, on and on. Right. He's now helping a lot of other people who have the same issue. And it really works because he understands it so well. And I think he's really gifted with this. So anyway, I'll hook you up with him. But notice how light you feel. Feel how light you feel.
There's something going on in my hands.
Yeah, well, that's your light coming back in, you know? And it's also your healing abilities coming back in. See, when you've got those kind of tingles with your hands like that, you mm-hmm. know, and getting warmer and kind of sweaty, that's your own healing ability. See, because I see you as a healer, not as a herder, but a healer. So what happens is these demons create these hell dimensions on you, and they make you exactly the opposite of who you are. And so, but I see you as a healer. That's the reason you feel your hands coming on. You'll notice me every time I'm working with people, I use my hands and do all this, you know, stuff to clear things off. But I see you very much as a healer. So let's see how this works for you. But I think you'll be real surprised. As simple as that sounds, getting rid of those hell dimensions allows your heaven dimensions to come in. So good luck with it. I see you also being very lucky with money coming up soon. So that feels really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck. Make sure you put your number in the chat so Dean can hook you with Travis.
Okay, you know? I'll do that. Thanks again.
All right. Perfect, buddy. Perfect. Yeah, there we are.
Thank you, Ron.
He's a great guy, by the way. You know, sometimes we're just great people, right? And sometimes the drinking thing makes people believe they're not great people, but he's actually a great people. And so that's beautiful.
Awesome.
Oh my God, who we got? Let me talk to Terry Mahoney. Terry, what are you doing? What you doing, girl? How are you? I miss you. I love you and stuff. Did I tell you I loved you? I hope you never unmute so I can keep on saying I love you.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. There we are.
I'm getting ready to go to Hawaii tomorrow morning.
Yay!
I tried to talk Linda and Michelle going with me, Pollyanna. None of them are going with me.
Oh, so you're just, are you going by yourself?
No, I'm meeting my junior high girlfriend that I haven't seen. You know, her and I did a retreat in Ojai with you. And she goes, you're not going to believe this. We're in the front row. She goes, what? She goes, my mom's in the back. And I forgot she passed away. And I go, she used to follow us around. And I go, how did she know we were going to be here? Because she used to follow us around. So wow. She actually got to see her mom.
Oh, wow.
That was so cool. She's never going to forget that.
Oh, wow. And so she was at the retreat in Ojai, and I was working teaching people how to see their loved ones, and she saw her mom.
Crazy. Right? And she actually ran around going, did you see a lady with long hair up? And I go, honey, that was your mom, but she's passed. She goes, no, it was really her, Terry. I go, I know, honey.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, have fun in Hawaii. Have a good time in Hawaii.
I will. Can you like that trip? You know what? I haven't, you know what I saw today in a meditation? I thought it was a big gold coin that was
you saw the disc.
Yeah, I thought it was a gold coin. I'm giving it to all you guys.
Oh, good. Yeah, you already saw it. See, this disc. Now, here's something. I hadn't talked to Terry, but Terry can see spiritual gifts. And when God sees the need for, you know, us folk down here, you know, his children on earth to receive a spiritual gift, he'll be throwing it down to you. So he threw you down the spiritual gift that I'm trying to get everybody to get. So because this will protect you from, you know, the hells that are happening. And so and you already.
I was thinking, you know, my girlfriend and I, we've known each other a long time, and pick a subject and I can pick a fight with her, you know, and she's passive aggressive and I'm just plain aggressive. So, I don't want it to be like that. So that's not even going to be part of this. I really.
Okay. Well, as you call it, your coin, you know, use your disc, the golden disc, the golden coin. Use this disc, you bring it down, and it creates such a heaven vibration around your environment. There's so much light that nothing can go dark.
You know what I just saw? I saw it with like a God matrix around the world.
Exactly. How it works. You're describing, you're taking the rest of my show from me.
Sorry.
That's what you're, no. But I'm telling you, this is what it does. It brings in that light, and then that brings in and allows that God matrix to happen. And so there we go. So right now, let's share all that with everybody and let them get the God matrix. There it goes. Look how good that feels. See?
Really good. I want to give special friend that wants recovery. On your birthday, Gary, I'm coming up on 30 years sobriety. That's a miracle.
There you go.
So I want that to receive that.
And you are fun sober.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You guys would not like me drunk. I'm kind of a little on the crazy side. I make Travis look like a kindergartner.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. But anyway, so there you are. What do you? Well, you're looking great. Have a great time in Hawaii. I'm sending you a lot of love, a lot of
thank
light.
You, Michelle.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I got you two more of those discs.
Woo! I'm gonna give them to my girlfriend so we can have a good time.
Well, I heard give her two more. So there you go. Good luck.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Yeah, and so and she's explaining really how it works. See, once you get this disc, you know, this light, it brings a whole layer of God energy around your physical world from horizon to horizon. And when it brings this light down, this golden light, then it's really easy to manifest and allow your God matrixes to show up. And so after I got this gift, I just seen it raining these God matrixes. And then I saw a giant one go into me, and then a giant one go into the world. And you can manifest good things for the earth. You can manifest great things for yourself. That's how it works. And so there we go. Good. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Mihi. Mihi. Hi, Mihi. Thank you for being on with us. How are you?
Hello.
You muted yourself. Unmute again.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, my girl. What's up?
Thank How are you?
You're welcome.
I'm good.
Oh, what's your question?
I'm talking from Tahiti in French Polynesia.
Oh, you're in where? Yeah. In Polynesia?
Tahiti.
Yes. So sorry for my English.
I'm sorry for my English. And so, yeah. So what's your question, honey? What's your question?
I have some medical issue, health issue.
Okay.
With my around for me, with my nodule thyroid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor wants to cut, and I don't want.
Yeah, and this you got nodules on your thyroid.
Yes.
Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have three or four? What did he say?
Multiple.
Yeah. Multiple. Yeah. That's what I see. Well, they're growing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are growing, you want to get rid of them. And so the doctor's not wrong. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I see. Okay. And so, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I can see things. And so I'm just saying that I feel very good about the doctor you have. And so that's what I see. And I think it's a, you know, and I see you being okay, which is good, you know? And so
yes.
but I see that, this is not anything to wait around for. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm seeing. And so when I look, let me clear you a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Your throat hot?
Yes.
Really warm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And my back too.
Your back's really warm too. Okay. There we are. Better. There you go. Now a little warm. Now a little warmer, right? A little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I'm hot.
Really hot. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I just wanted to put as you know, clear you with as much healing light as I possibly could do. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yes. I like your doctor. Pay attention. Okay.
Yeah.
To the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just
good luck.
Another question.
Yeah.
I work in a very dark environment, you know, and
right.
I try to protect myself, and sometimes I have I can't, you know,
right.
When I finish my work, I'm always tired, and I know it's because I'm influenceable.
Right. Here's what I want you to do. Ask God for a pearly white ball. It's an orb, and you want this pearly white ball of light to come down. This will protect you like the pearly gates of heaven. Don't allow the demons into heaven. This pearly white ball, this pearly white orb, don't allow the demons into you. And so just say, God, give me a pearly white orb, please.
God, give me a pearly white oil, please.
There it comes. There it goes. Hang on. Let it come down. Let it come down. Let it come down. There. Look how that feels.
Oh, really warm.
Really healing. There we are. Yes. That got rid of all the dark energies that were attacking you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Gary. Right.
Here. Good luck. Good luck. Always ask for that orb. Okay. Good luck, honey. Good luck. Pay attention to your doctor.
There we go. Sweet. Good luck. Yeah. Good job, Gary.
Awesome. She's awesome. Hey. Who we got?
I got Tim Morgan. Hey, Tim. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, it says Tim Morgan. Is that okay?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is Crystal. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Crystal. Yes.
Hey, girl.
Yes, yeah,
hi. So. Well, you make a good Tim. So it's okay. Whatever.
he's my boss. Yeah. So I didn't realize that's what it said.
No, you stole his computer. I love it. Anyway, what's your question, honey? What's your question?
Well, we thank you for calling on me, and I actually talked to Michelle a little about a week or two ago, and I'm having some financial issues where things are just kind of closing on me. You know, for some reason I'm having some struggles financially.
Okay.
And in the last time you did a clearing with me, my fiance was living with me, and he's still kind of going through some emotional things, and he decided to live with his brother at the moment. And I guess there's just a lot of energy around that, and just around my money flows, and just being in a higher vibration where I can just allow more abundance to come in my life. Because I would love to go to your event coming up in October.
My Ojai retreat. Oh yeah, the Ojai retreat is amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to ask God right now for a golden disc. Say, God, give me the gift of a golden disc, please.
God, I ask you for the gift of a golden disc.
There it goes, right around you. There it goes. There it goes. And it goes from horizon to horizon, and it brings this beautiful golden energy field around you, which will also bring you abundance. And now I see a God matrix showing up, which looks like a bright sunshine with rays, really sharp rays. And I want you to ask for abundance. Just say, God, give me abundance, please.
God, give me abundance, please.
There you go. You got it. There we are. Now you got real light. There you go. Now you can breathe. See the difference? Feels different. A lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got super warm. There we are. Yeah, you got it. There, you're looking good. Mm-hmm. You're looking really good.
Yes, thank perfect. You.
Yeah. There and you go. That's all you had to do.
Thank you. And can you clear me from anything that would kind of prevent me from having like dark energies come in? Like Carlos, my fiance, he did inherit some money, and his family, actually, now that he has that money, has disconnected with me. It's actually his mom's birthday today, and I did not get invited to the event. So it's a little emotional for me. And one of his brothers is actually controlling his money at the time. So I'm just going through a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like he blows up with everybody next week, and I see him back in your court. Okay.
Okay, because yeah. he does say he loves me a lot, and he's working on a lot of things, and he does seem like he's really looking forward to moving in a good direction. So I'm seeing a lot of clarity.
Next week, it feels much better, especially with your energy changed. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go off at him. You know how sometimes he makes you crazy and you go off?
Uh-huh.
Don't.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people don't run towards you when you're cussing them. Uh-huh. It's a crazy concept, you know? But when you're mad at them, they run the other way. So don't be mad at him.
Okay. And so,
yeah, even though sometimes he's worth being mad at, really. But I see you looking good now. See how you got dizzy in your head right then?
Yes, I feel a lot more relaxed, and I feel like my heart feels more open, and I would just love like a more abundant life. And I have my son in second year of college, and my daughter is senior in high school. And I just would love to be able to be a good provider and provide for everyone and not feel so limited.
Well, I think you're going to find all those things will happen. And I got rid of the energy of lack. You had an energy of lack on you. I got rid of that. And so you're going to feel a whole lot better. Okay.
Okay. And so
good luck. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling on me. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck to you. I like
her.
Thank you. Tonight I'm just liking people. You know?
Yeah.
It's really good. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Barry. All right. I'm going to put Julie on. Hey, Julie. Thank you for being so patient. How are you? Thanks for being with us.
I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Really good. What's your question, honey?
I have a question about my husband. He has had tinnitus and also foot neuropathy for ages, and they never can give him a reason why. And I don't know if there's any blockages going on.
Mm-hmm. It's a circulation issue.
Okay.
Has he ever had his circulation checked? Like with a little ultrasound? It's a really simple test.
With his leg, he had one worked on, but there was no relief. So I'm not sure what I can do to help him or what can be done to help him. Is it circulation in his ears also?
No, that's another thing. That's a nerve issue.
Okay.
And he has TMJ in his jaw. Does his jaw pop?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I think it does, and I think he's got TMJ. Sometimes people with TMJ can have all kinds of inner ear issues, and I see that happening with him. So okay. He probably grinds his teeth at night, you know, because a lot of times this is what's going on. But I see that with him, with the ear thing, but I see his legs are really circulation. And so I think that he got part of the work done, but did not finish it, is what I see.
Okay.
And so if he works on that more, he's going to find that if as long as he's got a good doctor, he can get through this. You know, I had circulation problems with my leg, so I understand this pretty good. But he has to really kind of finish the procedures. And so
I will talk to him definitely.
Yeah. And maybe he lied to you and said he finished the procedure, but he didn't.
Well, I was with him and they lasered his, scraped his veins, and it was uncomfortable on his one leg. So I'm not sure if I can get him to go back, but I will try.
Okay. But it looks like to me that there's some issues that can be done much easier now. That's how I see it.
So okay. Thank you. I have a question about my hair. Is there a blockage?
It's your thyroid.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you on thyroid medication?
I am. And I also take iodine. That's, I'm not sure.
It looks like to me that you need to maybe talk to a different endocrinologist, and then you'll find that that'll fix your hair issue.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Good
luck. Awesome. Thank you, Julie. Good job, Gary.
Hey, who we got?
We got Will Hall. Hey, Will. Thanks for being so patient. How are you?
Please unmute.
Hello.
Hey, Will. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
It's great
good.
To be here.
Hey, good to have you. What's your question, buddy?
I just have a general question about like my career trajectory and what like the ideal career for me would be.
God, you could do so many things. You're good at a lot of stuff. You know? Do you do anything in sales or marketing?
Right now my career is I'm a sommelier in a restaurant.
Okay. You work in a restaurant?
Yep. I'm a sommelier. So I'm like the wine expert.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah. That's kind of like selling wine, I guess.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. I just think you're great in anything you're selling. You're going to just be really good at this. You know, I think you just have to pick one that you make a lot of money doing. You know, bigger items, maybe real estate things, you know, different stuff like that. But I see that you if you get in the right position with your wine thing, you'll do well too. So that feels good. So I feel very good about anything you're marketing and anything you're selling. And okay. if you were selling it, I would buy it. And so most people would. You know, what city do you live in?
New York City.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good city for you to be in. And so doing what you do. You may have some contacts coming up to where you get a little better position at what you're doing. That's what I see. And so, and so this would be a different job doing the same thing. And that's going to kick your money up. That's what I see. But this will be something, it'll be a choice. It won't be something where you, it won't be something that's a negative move. It's a positive move, and it feels really good. So
okay,
I like that. You got a block on you. I see an upside down black pyramid. I just cleared it. Ask God for a golden disc. Say, God, give me this golden disc.
God, please give me the golden disc.
There it goes. It rolled right around your body. Easy. Very easy. That warmed up your lower back, your hands, your chest, you see? And so it feels good. Yeah, you look good now. Good luck, okay?
Cool. Thank right. you very much.
Thanks. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank Gary. You.
Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I have, what's her name? Christina. I don't see her. Wait, did she leave? Okay, I'm gonna put Barb Titus in her place. There you go, Barb. Go ahead and unmute. Barb? Can you unmute? Here, let me click it again. I'm gonna click it now. Go ahead and unmute. Okay. All right, log back out and then log back in and we'll get back to you, okay? If you can unmute. Sorry about that, Gary.
It's all right.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Carmelo Tens. Carmelo Tens. Hey, Carmelo, how are you?
I'm doing good, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hey, Carmelo, how are you? Where are you?
I'm here in the Philippines.
Oh, you're in the Philippines, oh, neat. All right. Oh, and so what's your question?
I have a couple of questions. The first one is, I want to know where should I start if I go to career or a business. If that is a business, what is that business?
Mm-hmm. It feels like that you'll do a business. Do you want to do your own business?
Yes.
I think you'll do that. That's what it feels like. It feels like you'll do your own business. What do you want to, do you want to sell something? What do you want to do?
Actually, I'm getting confused. There's a lot of things running in my head. If what business should I choose where I can avoid some of the trial and error? Because here in the Philippines, we are, most of the people are having a business in the middle, in the SME, small medium enterprise. So I want to get in that kind of business, but I don't know where should be and what is the best business for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a million businesses, so it'd be very impossible for me to pick it. What do you want to do? What would you like to do?
In the business, I would like to sell online selling.
Okay, but that's what I see you selling.
Yes, the first one is, my first option is selling a merchandise, t-shirt.
That's okay.
My first option. I'm getting some up, I'm paying some up losses and then fail to my business in the future. That's why I'm paired to start a business.
Okay, let me clear you up. I see you selling stuff. That's what I see. Okay. And I think you'll be really good. Do you like jewelry?
No.
Okay. You may have some option of selling jewelry, and I see you making a lot of money on it, whether you like it or not. And so I see that. And I also see, let me just try to pull in stuff. I see you selling some items that come from the Philippines, you know.
Yes,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, right?
Like you, buy from you.
yeah, I think there's some different things you can find that would be really favorable to Filipino people.
Like in America. Arts.
Yeah, I think you would do. What did you say, Michelle? What do you got?
You know, like those carvings that they do at those stands where they do all those like Mother Marys or Baby Jesus or, you know, all those type of different art pieces that you can't find anywhere else in the world except for the Philippines. You know, things that are unique to the Philippines. I think you'd be great at that.
Yeah, it feels good. What he says. Yeah, what she says. That feels really, really good. Yeah, but I see you selling things. Try selling things. Just give it a shot. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. And then you may have to go through a few test items, and then you're going to find something. You go, wow, this really works. And so it looks good. So that's what
if you need help with anything, I'll help promote it for you, or I'll buy from you.
Yeah, she's a freak. Michelle's a freak in selling things.
I'm going to chat to you regarding on that good stuff that I'm selling soon. Okay. So that's it. That's the first question. Then the second one is, if there's any energy block from money that I have inside.
Not now. I fixed it. No, I fixed it. Ask God for that golden disc. Say, God, give me the golden disc, please.
God, give me the golden disc, please.
There it goes. There it goes. Look at that. Feel it? You got warm all over. See? There we are. You can feel it around your body. Now, that'll make you lucky. Very good. You look good.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Hey, okay.
Now,
well, thank you.
Oops.
I think he muted himself or something. He's still talking, but.
Oh, there we go. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Sorry about that. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to go back to Christina because she was there. I missed her. Thank you, Christina.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's your question, honey? What's happening?
Well, it's coming up to almost a year since I lost my husband. And I just needed some help with healing. I just feel like the grief is just really strong still. And
yeah, I can see, you know, it's really interesting. These upside down black pyramids are now so prevalent. I can see them easy. Other people can too. Okay. You have one of them on your heart and I removed it. Okay. As I pulled that off of your heart, you'll notice your heart got pretty warm. See, feel that? Feel that? Okay. Now then I want you to ask God for a new heart.
God, give me a new heart.
There it goes. Okay. Take it and pull it into your chest. There we go. It made you dizzy. Feel you got dizzy. There we are. There we go. And there we go. And now I see you feeling much better. And I see you attracting love. And I feel like you'll feel like love now instead of feeling like sad and lonely. And so I just see a whole different you. Now your hands are really warming up. Feel that? Feel that? Okay. Honey, you'll be okay. You'll be back in one piece. Ask God also for a brand new spirit. Say, God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
And there you go. And they just rolled right into you. And there we go. Perfect. Now ask God for a golden disc.
God, give me the golden disc.
Please.
Please.
There it goes. It went all the way around you from horizon to horizon. This will make you incredibly lucky. And so there we go. Now you feel really uplifted, brighter, and slightly happy for no reason. There we go. Feel that? Different feeling. Yeah. You'll be okay now. You'll be okay, honey. You'll be okay. You know, I see him on the other side. He tells me to tell you he wants you to be happy. And so he's like, he's going to race you. He's making a joke about racing you. I don't know what that means. But he's like, ready, set, go. He wants you to be happy. So he's like, ready, set, go, be happy. And so he's around you very much in spirit. Sometimes you'll see him or smell his scent. And so he says, that's really him. He says, tell her she's not crazy. That's really me. So he gets to come and visit, you know, pretty often. And so that's him. But he loves you and he wants you to find, he said he's going to bring you another good one. So he's talking about, he wants you to move on and he wants you to find another good one. And so he was a good one, but he's going to help you find one. So many times on the other side, it's surprising. They're not jealous. And so he's going to.
I was just
going
to say that. Doesn't sound like him.
No, well, it doesn't. But see, when you get to heaven, you know, jealousy is an earthly thing, not a heavenly thing. And so when they go to heaven, they're not jealous. They just want you to be happy and they don't want you to be by yourself. So he's going to bring you a good one. Feel your hands got hot. Feel that? Really warm. you know, and so he's very much around you in spirit and he loves you. He says, tell everybody I love them. He's talking about all the people that are there that he loves, you know. And so there we go. Beautiful. Big kiss to you.
Thank you.
Family, leave us alone. They've been pretty bad to us.
I think they're mad about money. Makes sense? Just sadly, but true. Okay. Yeah. Nothing you can do. You can't do anything. You know, just worry about yourself. That's what I see. Take care of you. You know, take care of you. That's what I'm seeing. Good luck. Okay, honey?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Regina. Regina, thank you for being so patient. I appreciate the wait.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, my girl.
Hi.
Hey. Gary. Hey, ask God for this golden disc right now.
God, may I please have the golden disc.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, from horizon to horizon, I see this golden energy field that's around you. And so there we go, and there. Now your hands got really warm. Feel it? There we are. Your hands got hot. And so you're going to feel really good. What's your question, honey? What's your question?
I need to move out of this. I need to move. And my credit score is really low. And I don't have very much. I don't have a job. But I have... I'm very blessed with Section 8. They'll loan me the deposit and everything. It's just I don't know where I'm moving to or.
Well, I see. You know, if you get in touch with them, if you get in touch with them, I see two places next week that you'll find if you want that quick. Okay.
Two places next week.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question? I don't have my blood work came back with lupus. And so I've been very extremely tired and I've been feeling really sick. But I want to know, do I get a job or do I go to school once I move?
It looks like to me that you may go on to a disability as well. I don't know if you've applied for that or tried, but I see that. That's what I see. And I think you'll get that pretty easy is what I see. And so I'm just telling you what I see. But I think disability will help you out. And then you can make your decisions after that. So that feels good to me.
But do you know how long it's going to take? Because... I've been
not as long. I hear what you're saying, but try it again. You're going to be lucky now. Try it now. Okay? Try it now. And so because there's some medications you need to be on that you're not on. And so you need to check into all that. Okay? That's what I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially where your kidneys are concerned. And so.
Where my kidneys are concerned.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Good luck. Appreciate you so very much.
Hey.
And lots of life to your leg and
well, thank
to
you.
Your whole, into
thank
your whole
you.
Being.
Thank you.
Love you.
You're back. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Chauncey. Chauncey, thank you for being so patient.
Oh, unmute again.
Hey, my girl.
Hello.
There we go. Hey, girl, what's your question?
Thank you. My god sister passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Shawnette. I was wondering if she made it to heaven.
She did. She's laughing. She's young. She's just laughing. She keeps on laughing. She's very, very happy. She's in heaven. She's with a whole bunch of people. She's with whoever. I don't know if this is a grandmother. But it's kind of that energy, an older lady, could be an auntie, but it's like this older lady, she's with her And so she says she's really happy. She just keeps on saying she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. So she's in heaven. She's doing well, you know, doing very well. And I hear music in the background now. And so I just hear music. And so.
Okay. And then she had a sister that died also. Her name's Tracy. Is she with her? She died. She passed away a while back. Tracy. They're both my god sisters.
Yeah, she smiles. I see Tracy as well. And she's young too. You know, she's making jokes. They're making jokes at each other. They're kidding. You know.
Okay.
She said no, you know, first she said no, Tracy went to hell. And then she's just joking. She's joking, mm-hmm. of course, right? And then she was like, no, she's here. And then she's talking about she's young. And so they're both very young now. They look good. They're young. They're just joking. So I don't know if that they always were kidders and they joked with each other, but that's what they're doing now. So they're happy.
Having fun. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, girl. Ask for that golden disc from God. Say, God, give me this golden disc, please.
God, give me the golden disc, please.
Okay. God. You got to mean it. Say it and mean it. Come on.
Please give me the golden disc. Please.
There you go. It'll make you lucky. Now you got warm. Feel how hot you got all over. There we are. See? There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
There, that's good. That's really good. Can we talk to Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to go back to Barb Titus. Okay. Hi, Barb. Hopefully you can unmute again this time. Go ahead and unmute. Ready? Go ahead. Do you know how to unmute? I'm going to click it again. Go ahead and unmute. Oh, Barb, I'm so sorry. We'll have to try again next time, okay? Unless
we're going to practice. We're going to do unmute lessons.
Yeah. Sorry, Barb.
Good. Okay. Good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Alex Sanchez. Hey, Alex. How are you? Good to see you. Thanks for being so patient.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Gary. I just have to say that today's call, for some reason, has me emotional. A lot of these callers just are getting to me. It's like I'm getting teary-eyed. I'm just resting with people tonight for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying.
You know, you probably feel, you know, this is a gift of the first dimension. Many times we get spiritual gifts and they help us all the way up to Zion Heaven. This mm-hmm. is a Zion Heaven gift, but it's helping us here in the first dimension where we live, where mm-hmm. we eat food, where we go to work, where we live, you know, wherever you are, right? Whatever you're doing, where you drive your car, you know, all the physical stuff we do in our physical world, this golden disc fills our physical dimension, our first dimension, full of golden light. So the reason you're feeling them so strongly is because you're empathing them in the first dimension in a spiritual way. And so it's really, I mean, and that's the best. I mean, if you're all lit up here on the physical plane, I mean, this is where we live. You know, it's where you stay healthy. It's where you get wealthy. It's where, you know, if you're wise, whatever, healthy, wealthy, wise. But you'll find that this really affects you and it affects people. And so that's the reason you're feeling it. So anyway, yeah, but it's good. It's good. What's your question, buddy?
Well, my question is, for some reason, it's been happening for a little while. I'm not sure if it's a big issue or not, Gary. And it's been happening few and far between. And when it does happen, I can feel it. So on my left leg, there's a sharp pain physically that I feel. I feel a little sharp pain and then it dissipates. And then it'll come back again periodically. I'm not sure what it is. Are you able to see something or feel something?
Yeah, there? It's actually your sciatic nerve. It's your lower back. It's really your back, not your leg. And so here we go. I'm going to clear that off, okay? And there we go. This will help you a little bit. There we go. And now you can feel your lower back warming up. You see? Mm-hmm. Interesting. See, it got warm. And so now you got a little dizzy, okay? And that's because I turned this negative dimension around to a positive one. And there was a little upside down, this will sound like more of the same, upside down black pyramid down there, and I cleared that off you. And so now it looks much better. And you'll feel much lighter, much brighter. See, your arms got warm, you know, all that's going on now. You see?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing how it was in my back, even though I felt it on my lower left leg. That's strange, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's your sciatic nerve runs down your leg. That's the way it works.
Can I get that gift as well? Should I ask for it or have I?
Yeah. Yeah. Ask for the golden disc. Sure. Ask God for the golden disc.
God, please give me the golden disc.
There it goes. You got two of them, actually. There they go. Went right around you.
I love you so much, Gary. I really do.
Love you back. Can't even
express. I love you. Big hugs.
Thank you, Alex. We love you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you in Ojai. There we go. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Shauna Anderson. Sorry, Shauna. Go ahead and unmute. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hi. Hey,
my girls. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
What's your question? Well, I have questions about my health and my body and what makes why am I having these issues? And I'm trying to move to Florida to get out of the north and the cold. And I want to move to Florida. And is that good? Is that going to be good for me? I think it was. I really want to move there. Sunshine and good. I want to move to Pensacola. Good.
Oh, good. Why Pensacola?
It's supposed to be, I thought it was a safe place, like Milton, Pensacola area. There's a lot of military and religious church. Supposed to be a nice family place. And the beaches are supposed to be the most beautiful beaches in America, actually, I think.
Sounds great. Sounds good. It also, I see, for you, I actually see Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you might look at Fort Myers. That's what I see. You know, Naples, Fort Myers area. And so I get a vision of that. And see, when I say that, notice how warm you got.
No.
Yeah, that just means
it's a money problem. I have disabilities. I don't know how I get there. My daughter's in Pensacola. So, okay. Well, she's in Milton, which is right above Pensacola.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just see you may have some luck on your side. And so just ask for this golden disc. This will help you with your light and your luck.
Oh God, please.
Hey, God.
God, please give me the golden disc. Please help me.
From horizon to horizon, I see all this gold light coming into your body. And now look how your chest is really warm. Feel that going on? See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just filling you full of light. And it's the light you need to pull everything off. Have you checked your thyroid ever?
Yeah, it runs in the family, and my sisters have it, and I have it, and I'm on medication for it.
Yeah, your medication's wrong. Okay, and so recheck that. Okay, and so this is partially why you feel bad. And so I just read that your thyroid medication's off. You need to just go. Get it checked again, have them look at it again. You see what I'm saying? You may even change doctors. I don't know. But you, this is part of the reason you're feeling lousy. Okay.
Yeah,
and so, okay. So that's what I see. Good luck. Good luck.
I don't have any black pyramids on me.
You had two in the very beginning. I got rid of them. You look good now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shauna.
Good luck, honey. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. There we go. Looking bright. And so, who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Ilya. Ilya, if you could turn your video camera on, then I can spotlight you. Perfect.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, thanks for
being here. I'm here. thank you. I'm nervous.
Don't be.
A little.
We're easy to talk. We're very easy to talk to. Easy to talk to.
Actually, I'm Ilya from Iran, and this is my first time that I'm on the air with a lot of guys such as you, Gary. And I really have a feel, and I really feel so wonderful, you know, to talk to you, you know. And
well, you have a lot of beauty, light. Inside and out, and I feel like that you're gonna be sort of crazy lucky. Are you looking to move to Europe or something soon?
No.
Actually. There's something going on where I see a possible move. And it feels more like a European country, you know? And so, but it seems like that possibly even, and doesn't sound right, but America, you know? And so, but I see these different things where you're going to do things that are not exactly where you are. And so, and I see when you do this, you're going to make a good bit of money. You're going to do pretty good, you know? So you got a lot of stuff in store for you that's very, very different. And so are you trying to do anything like that?
No, actually, I'm trying to finish high school first.
Oh, okay. You're still in high school. Oh, okay. And yeah. So how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. Okay. Well, I just see you being very, very lucky. You will travel around you'll be a traveling person. And I see you traveling around the world.
Love traveling.
Is that what you want to do or you don't want to do that? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to travel. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to do it. That's what I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. And okay, see, and when I said you're going to do it, notice how hot your arms got. Your hands got really warm. See?
Yeah, really.
Really warm. Yeah. I see you having a big life. I really do. I see a big life for you. And so this is really good. It makes no sense right now, but this will make sense within a couple of years. I see you doing things. I see you going to school. I see you traveling. And even with school, I see you traveling. So you're going to just get lucky. That's how I see it. Okay?
Okay, thanks. And actually, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
And first of all, I want to ask you to clear my energies, first of all, because there's something around my heart sometimes, you know, something cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. And I want to get rid of that dark energies or traumas, whatever, you know.
I just did.
Yeah.
Look how warm your chest is.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, good. You're going to be okay, buddy. You're going to be okay. See how it got hot? It got really warm in there, you know?
Yeah,
you're going to be fine. Fun. Yeah, you're going to be fine. You just had demons messing with you. You're such a bright light. You're such a bright light. You just had a bunch of demons playing with you, and we got rid of those. And so ask God for this golden disc that seems to be raining down on everybody, okay? Say, God, give me the golden disc, please.
God, give me the golden disc, please.
There it goes. Okay. It went all around you and your whole family. Okay. There. I saw it go around you and then it went to your family immediately. So that's cool. Yeah. That means you're a real good person. You're one with your family. That's beautiful. That's good.
Thanks, God.
Hey, thank you. And
I have another question too, actually.
Okay.
Can I... Okay, I met a person a couple hours ago, and she was a girl, and at the time I was not feeling good at the moment, and she helped me to have a better feelings, you know, and I think I owe it to her to ask you to do whatever it takes to
help her.
Yeah.
All right. I'll help her. Okay, there we go. Okay, ask God to give her a golden disc.
Please, God, give her a golden disc.
Oh, good. What's her name?
Arizu.
There we go. There you go. Now you got real warm, see? All the way to your feet. Feel it? See? There. Good. Yeah, you have a lot of healing ability. Yeah, when you project healing to other people, you get blessed more than when you ask it for yourself. So that's nice. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Helped her. You helped her a lot. We better go. They're going to get mad at me.
Thank you, though, Ilya. He's so adorable. Everybody thinks he's so adorable.
He really is. He's going to do great in life, too. He's got a big world. You know, I love seeing people that, you know, and maybe they could be in other countries or wherever, and you think, you know, they're going to have a rough time, a rough go. And I don't see him having a rough go of it at all. I actually see him doing really well. So beautiful. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I have Huawei Nova. I don't know if I said that right, but Huawei Nova.
Okay.
Hi. Go ahead and unmute. Can you?
Hi. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. I'm Jersey.
Oh, hi, Jersey.
Hey, buddy. Sorry. How are you?
Sorry about the phone. Thank you, Gary, for the last time when you clear me and give me a gift or forgive for mother.
Good. Where are you? Where are you located?
I am in Poland.
Oh, you're in Poland. That's right. Okay.
I am in Poland.
Ask God for this golden disc. Just say, God, give me the golden disc, please.
God, give me a golden disc, please.
There it goes. Okay, rolled right around you. There you go. Now you got a little warm, a little lighter, better feeling. There we go. That's going to help you. And so what's your question?
And my question is about relation with my brother. He's stay in Brussels. I'm alone in Poland, and now I'm feeling scary because I am alone in Poland.
Right.
Sometimes many people don't like me because I am my source. Because I am something like a warrior.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. And so let me clear your energy to where you'll be more likable. Okay. And so that's easy. You got a few black pyramids around your top of your head, and I just cleared all those. And so ask God for a new spirit. Say, God, please give me a new kind spirit.
God, give me a new high spirit.
There it goes. It rolled right into your body. Look how you feel. See? Now you feel really, really good, really, really bright, really, really light. There we are. This is going to be much easier. You'll find that you're going to be a lot easier to deal with, and you're going to find you're going to feel lovable. And so it'll be easy for you to love and or be loved. And so you'll find that this will work out good for you. You look good. You look really, really good. This golden disc will help bring you luck, lots of luck, and lots of light. And so good luck, buddy. Good luck. I got you all lit up.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Pearson.
Yeah. Have fun in Poland.
Oh.
I want to go to Poland sometime. I've never been to Poland.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
we're always happy to go anywhere. We're ready. We're ready to go. For sure. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I have Danielle, thank you for being so patient. How are you?
Danielle, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, Gary. Oh, hi. It's so good to talk to you. I have so much emotion right now. It's just my brother. It's always my brother. He has OD'd today for the second time. And, you know, it's my family. We just can't, we don't know what to do anymore. And
right. Okay. Here, let me just work. Okay. I see several hundred black upside down pyramids. This is what happens when people OD. These dark energies, these dark addictive energies, demons, get the best of the person. I'm just clearing this. It really does look like a few hundred of these black pyramids. This is going to change his life. Very big deal. Look how warm your feet got.
I'm like in tears, and I'm so hot.
You're really warm. But he's even warmer, okay? And now then, and how's he is he stable now?
Yes. Well, he didn't want to go to the hospital. He's laying down on the floor with my sister watching him and his oxygen, and we're all ooch. Yeah, it's we're just making sure he stays breathing.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Well, you know, if he starts to not be able to breathe at all, if he start, you know, I can't even give you any kind of medical advice because it's touch and go, but he had enough demons on him to kill him is what I'm saying. And so I just cleared this mess off of him. I think that'll help him. And notice how your lungs got really hot. It's really hot in there. Yeah, I just cleared his lungs, but it looks like his lungs were trying to shut down.
And so, they gave him like a really high, three double doses of Narcan, which is a lot. You know, usually only takes maybe one, maybe two, but they did about 3 to 6. So it's a lot.
Yeah. You got to really pay close attention to him, okay? But I know that what I cleared from him will help him. And so ask God for this golden disc. Say, God, please give me this golden disc.
God, please give me this golden disc.
Okay, and I'll just pull it down. There it comes. You got a big giant one, and it came down. Okay. You and your whole family. There it goes. Your hands got really hot on fire. Feel that? That's crazy. Kind of weird, right?
Yes, I feel it. I feel something now.
Okay, well, there. Okay, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, and I think your brother will too. Give him a lot of love. There we go.
I was kind of overwhelmed. I didn't really understand what you were saying, but you think he's going to get okay? He's going to get better.
I think so, but you know, he needs some professional help, you know, and so he probably needs detox, rehab, you know, and it's a long process, but he just needs a lot of help right now. I helped him spiritually. Everybody else has to help him emotionally and mentally. And so there you go. Okay.
Thank you, Garrett. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you, Danielle. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. But it looks a lot better, that's for sure. And so, and we're doing tomorrow, we got a master class, you guys. And so tomorrow, tune in tomorrow for our master class. And our master class, we learn how to use all these different spiritual gifts. Usually spiritual gifts come down in sets of whatever. Like you'll get a thing like this, this golden disc. This golden disc brings in light from horizon to horizon, wherever your horizons are. This will be a big deal for you and your family members. And so you want to ask God, make sure, even do it now, just simply ask God, please give me this golden disc of light, God. And so this golden disc of light, I thought it was really interesting talking to Terry Mahoney earlier, where Terry said, I thought it was a golden coin that God was giving me. And she was talking about this golden coin because it's a golden disc. And this thing, though, makes you feel better. And then she associated it with being able to manifest, and because she saw these God matrixes that allow you to manifest your true heaven on earth. So realize that with this golden disc comes this ability to manifest your true heaven on earth. And so you guys are all able to do this. Every one of you guys, you can do whatever I can do, you can do. If I get a spiritual gift, you can get one too. If you get one, I can get one. And so that's what it's like being one. And that's how everything works. And so realize tomorrow we're going to talk about all these different spiritual gifts that have been coming down. And I'll put it together for you. I'll show you what spiritual gift works with what spiritual gift to actually be really, truly effective in your world to help you light up. And so that's super important. Also, we got a spiritual retreat coming up in beautiful Ojai, California. I'm looking so forward to this. This is going to be great. I'm going to be there. And Michelle, we're with the Tibetan monks, which is exciting. I'm looking so forward to this.
And this is going to be exciting. It's like a trifecta because it's you, the Tibetan monks, and Kevin Trudeau. So
yeah, and Kevin's going to stop by and hang out with us. And so that's going to be crazy. And so because, you know, he's very much into this, and he actually teaches this in his level 7, I believe it is, where he teaches this thing that the monks do, or he talks about it, and he explains how important, you know, to create, and then the as the monks create this beautiful sand art, one grain at a time. And then, can you explain more about that, Michelle? Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. So they actually have intricate detailing using these sand with different types of materials. And it takes them 5 days to actually complete. And they don't breathe while they're actually putting it in because it's all sand. It could ruin the art or blow it. So while they're doing it, they're doing blessings. They're concentrating. And it's very detailed chemistry. So
but they're sort of like in a trance-like state when they're doing this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, they're insane.
And then, yeah, and then once they finish it, they destroy it, and that's
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And so they put it back to its original state.
Yeah, that's crazy. So anyway, you guys join us for our spiritual retreat in beautiful Ojai, California, and that's on October 10th. And you can just simply call Michelle, call her cell phone. You can call her right now to reserve a spot. I would recommend you do that because it is limited how many people we can get in there. And this retreat center is absolutely incredible. So you can call Michelle 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, or go to GarySpivey.com, either one. And so, and I know you've been selling a lot of retreats. You got a lot of people coming to the retreat already.
Oh, this is probably going to be one of your biggest retreats, Gary, because we've got people coming from all over the place. New people, gin people, we've got old people, everybody. There's a lot of people coming. It's going to be fun. Fantastic.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait. I'm looking so forward to getting out and about too. It's really good. And seeing my sweet family who I love in Ojai, Alice and Richard. I see Alice online. Hey, Alice, I love you. so this is going to be fun for me. And it's in the upper Ojai, very close to where Alice and Richard live. And so that's where it is. And it's right, actually, it's right beside of the branch that Kevin and I had years ago. And so and the energy there is crazy good. There's a vortex there that's like none other. So anyway, we look forward to doing all that stuff. 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, Michelle's cell phone. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys for tuning in to Tapping In tonight. And I will be here tomorrow at 2:00 Eastern. And we'll be going into the master class. For you guys that are not in the master class, all you got to do, and if you're not a part of the online club, go to GarySpivey.com and just join. And so it's really a beautiful thing because we take our time and explore how to use the gifts that we get. I'm just really concerned, usually on Tapping In, I'm concerned with you guys getting gifts, right? Well, on the masterclass, we talk about how to use the gifts a lot more. And so this is something we'll be doing tomorrow. And this is really an important time, especially since we do have these upside down black pyramids seemingly attacking everybody. And so whatever can manifest your hell is your hell will manifest. This is what's going on with this particular energy field. And you want to be able to clear this, nip it in the bud, and this particular gift that we got today, which is bringing down this light, this beautiful light that comes down that like Terry said, it looks like a big golden coin, but it comes down, it looks like a golden disc really, and it goes from your horizon to horizon of golden light. And it brings in so much light that these upside down hell dimension pyramids things that create dark energies and hell for you, they can't even function. They can't even be there. They evaporate when this comes in. So anyway, I'm glad you guys got this gift today. And so, and tomorrow we'll talk about more on how to use it and how this particular gift also works into all the gifts we've gotten recently. So see you tomorrow right here, 2:00 Eastern. I love you guys. I'll see you soon.